Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
All right, everyone. We have a guest joining us live right now. It's someone y'all are very familiar with. You know him from all over the world in pro wrestling. You know, from AEW. You know, from the Nightmare Factory. He's a part of the Nightmare family. You know him from the revival of Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling. You also know him from an upcoming show that's going to be happening on July 25th here in Atlanta, Summer Stage at Center Stage in Atlanta, Georgia for 1FW. Our guest today, really happy to have him, is QT Marshall.
How's it going, guys? Sorry, hey, I'm outside. We're in this building in, geez, I don't even know where we are, Chicago for the residency. And it's just loud in there, so trying to do my best. I'm not a headphone guy on these things either, so.
Well, that's okay. You look good and you sound good, nice and
okay.
Clear. So
perfect.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much for making time. We know you're a busy guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, first off, before we get into 1FW, because we've been interviewing, we had the Frat House on last week. We had In Hell at Risk before that. We're really pumped up for that show. But just really quick, coming off of All In, and whole week, how are you feeling coming out of that? A humongous success, it feels like, for AEW.
Incredible. I think we're on, as Tony always says, we're on a tremendous roll. I just think that, everything, we're just firing on all cylinders right now, and I think, there was maybe a little bit of stuff a year ago or so, but I think we've really found our groove and we know what our fans want, and I think we're giving it to them, and that's basically what this entire industry is about, right? Just service the fans that pay for this ticket. So I think we're doing a great job. All In, obviously, tremendous success. That whole week down in Arlington and Dallas and Garland, the whole deal. And now we're just started our residency last night in Chicago. And I think we have a really cool building. I don't know if you guys saw Dynamite last night.
Oh, yeah.
That building is just really cool. So yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, I think not worrying about wrestling while I'm here has helped out a lot, to just kind of really focus on helping Tony and get these shows put together and so on and so forth.
Awesome. I think they mentioned, was it your birthday yesterday, QT?
It was. I turned 40. Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I heard that on commentary last night. So very, very.
There you go. did Taz get wish me happy birthday? Someone wish me. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Taz and Excalibur. I think.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Both, oh, yeah. Well, yes. It's funny because I share a birthday with Excalibur, and so we always had that joke. But now we have Bobby Lashley and Speedball share the same birthday. So, I don't know what the pecking order is for that. So.
Yeah, they had the whole birthday cavalcade yesterday. They're like, oh yeah, it's yours, Excalibur. It's Lashley. It's Speedball. It's QT Marshall. They were throwing out birthdays from a week ago.
Exactly.
How's the residency stuff been? Because you guys are doing the one in Chicago. You just mentioned you did the eSports Stadium last year. You're doing 2300 Arena. The venues, kudos on some of the venue choices this year, by the way. The Phoenix Theater that you guys ran earlier this year, that was a really nice setup. This Chicago is a really good setup. There's the venue in Cincinnati that's really nice. Like, I really love the venues that you were going to, but the decision to move towards kind of the smaller venues, the more intimate venues, and also like doing the residency, kind of what went into all that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak too much. I'm not on that side of it. I just think we, you know, we could run these arenas. Now, granted, I think we were getting really good deals on bigger arenas. So that's probably why we took them. But at the same time, you know, if we can't fill a 15,000 seat arena, I think our sweet spot is about, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 for Dynamites and stuff, and maybe 2,000 to 4,000 for Collision. So these smaller buildings have really helped out, just bring the emotion from the crowd. You know, when you're in a huge building and it's not full, I think wrestling fans are very timid to make noise and so on and so forth. So when you have a better, you know, atmosphere, there's a lot more energy in the building and so on and so forth. So I think they're just great. You know what I mean? And I think just being able to bring, you know, AEW to a city for longer than just one day probably really helps out, you know, just establishing that as a wrestling city. And Chicago's always been our spot, you know, so we always wanted to go there. And then obviously Tony being a humongous fan of ECW and the ECW arena. So being able to go to the 2300, and I know Arlington at the Esports, that was more of a, probably like a package deal for All In and working with the city of Arlington. So they've just been great. And I'm hoping for, deep down, I'm hoping for one in Atlanta. Sorry, there's going to be a train that passes by. It's literally the best of the best, you know? So, but yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, I think it's really good to have these, you know, smaller buildings. But I mean, our pay-per-views, they're always going to do great numbers. I think that's one of the things that we do better than I think anyone ever, is just put on the greatest pay-per-views possible. So those are probably going to be those bigger buildings, and of course bigger cities and so on and so forth. But you know, if you're going to do a residency, I think the smaller building is definitely the way to go if you're asking these fans to come every week and so on and so forth.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Yeah, I really like the smaller venues personally. I think the vibe of the buildings, like from a fan perspective, I really, really enjoy it. And we and Jeremy were just talking about before you came on here, All In being the longest wrestling pay-per-view of all time, it didn't drag. Like, it was from start to finish, it was, I loved every minute of that show, from the pre-show all the way through the main event. Like, so I you're right, AEW does pay-per-view at the highest level possible, in my opinion. So love all the moves that y'all are making there. Speaking of venues, you just mentioned Atlanta. You have 1FW Summer Stage coming up next week here in Atlanta. What's it mean to be bringing that company to a venue like Center Stage?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people don't know this. 1FW was something that I created in 2017 when I first moved to Atlanta. You know, we had the One Fall Power Factory. It was like the school that I had. And I never wanted a wrestling promotion to sound like a school. So I came up with One Fall. I was a little ahead of the time, right? Because now everyone chants it as, you know, as soon as the match is scheduled for One Fall. But I was a little ahead of the times. And then, you know, when Cody and I partnered, I wasn't really I didn't have enough time to run a show due to AEW and so on and so forth. And then when I took my little hiatus from AEW, I decided to start running shows again. And then we thought about doing the Turnbuckle brand. So we gave it a shot. We did really well. It was like a nice relaunch, and we did a tour. You know, we called it the relaunch tour. We did a year, and we were hoping, you know, maybe to do more. But honestly, with Cody with the WWE ID thing, and it just gets a little crazy. So, you know, I had all the assets already, and I had everything going, and basically we just, you know, kind of morphed back into the 1FW. And it was always a thing of mine that I wanted to run Center Stage, and Teal and I spoke about it. And collectively, we came up with the name Summer Stage. And it's just something that, you know, these kids, they work every weekend. And, you know, we're all out there for basically next to nothing, peanuts, you know. And then I try to put the money back into the shows. That's why they have like an LED screen when they come out. I try to really go above and beyond to give the athletes like something they could be proud of. Right. And I figure, like, hey, if we could do something, maybe we don't, you know, make a lot of money, or maybe even lose some money. But hey, to be able to say that you wrestled at Center Stage, it's pretty cool. And I know a lot of those kids might not ever get to do that for a major company or something like that. And so if at least we could do it once, I'm hoping to do it every year, at least once a year. I think we're doing decently with tickets. You know, I think we're at like the 250 mark, 260, something like that. Plus we got some giveaways through our sponsors and stuff. So pretty excited about it. I mean, should be a great show. And like I said, if nothing else, just something cool to be able to, you know, to tip your hat to. Hey, you guys got to perform at Center Stage. you know, which is obviously a historic venue. I mean, shoot, we got Tony Schiavone to come back after 31 years. You know, it's pretty exciting. So, yeah, I'm pumped for it.
Was there anything in, because we've seen this in the past with kind of arena agreements, and you can't run a certain time when after this company has run. Obviously, WWE just ran on Saturday. Was that any type of an issue?
No, well, they booked it way after I did. And I think they paid a lot more than I did. I don't know. I think, you know, I think they get to do whatever they want, right? And I was excited for it because, you know, we have some AEW talent that are going to be there, you know, MJF being one of them. So I'm pretty sure I was in Texas, but I'm pretty sure a couple of my kids were out there handing out some flyers, and that we had a flyer that very much looked like an AEW flyer, you know, to kind of, because that's our fan base as well, right? So if we can steal a couple of those people, and also, you know, Great American Bash, I mean, that's a huge show for NXT, and they were able to charge a premium price for it. But, you know, we're just a bunch of independent wrestlers trying to put on an independent show. So ours is a lot more affordable. So I was kind of hoping that hitting those price points would help out a lot. And we did see a pretty good jump just on ticket sales after the weekend. So we still have another week and a half. Like I said, I think we'll be doing all right. I'm just excited for it. I mean, I'm excited for the kids to get to do stuff. And, you know, I've wrestled there before. It's a really cool venue. And, you know, like, we normally run the outskirts of Atlanta. So, you know, a lot of people shy away from Atlanta because it's hard. There's so much to do in Atlanta. So wrestling is, if you're not AEW or WWE, I mean, hell, even AEW, they go to Duluth, and, you know, now we go towards the airport, College Park and stuff. But, you know, our shows are predominantly in Watkinsville, out in the Athens area, or McDonough. So it's like, hey, let's try to pull these people and try to get them centralized to Center Stage, you know, once a year, kind of like they're all in, right? I mean, give our kids a chance to, like I said, just do something that, you know, they normally wouldn't get to do. So
I actually attended y'all's show in April, at the end of April. It was, I can't remember the name of the venue, but it was like inside of a brewery.
Sure. Out in Watkinsville?
Yeah. And it was a really good time for anybody listening to this. Like, I highly recommend checking the shows out. I thought that venue was really cool too. I had no idea that like they could even get a ring in there. And then like you go down, it's like this, I was so confused because like the entrance ramp was also like where the wrestlers, like, or where the fans kind of went in and out from too. But like,
yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. Like intermission, it was cool. Like, I become friends over the years with Jack Jameson, and it was cool being able to, you know, see him and Diamond Sheik and those kind of guys and stuff. So like, I would highly recommend anyone listening to this to support 1FW and what they're doing, not just in Center Stage, but, you know, everywhere around Atlanta.
Yeah, we just try to, we're not really huge into doing storylines for every show. If we're going to do storylines, we try to do them in the show, kind of. Obviously, we built some matches at Center Stage to really try to help. But it's more or less just, a lot of it is just for them to go out there and get good repetitions. Right. Because the only way, I don't care what anyone says, the only way you get good at this job is to do it, and to do it in front of actual human beings that pay money, because they're going to give you their genuine feedback. So we just try to run as many shows as possible. And the breweries are really good, too, because, you know, they just want entertainment for their establishment so they can sell their beer. And we just want people in the door, and a drunk crowd is pretty good as well. But we do try to keep it family friendly. You know, this way there's, you know, no cursing, stuff like that. We just, again, it's just to get reps out there. And I mean, I love to wrestle, you know, so if I could wrestle five times on the show, I would. And I stress to the kids, you know, to try to get out there and get on other shows as well. And a lot of them don't want to. They just want to wrestle at One Fall, you know. And it's like, I understand why, of course, because it's closer to home and they know they're going to get in a safe ring and be in there with safe people, and they don't really have to worry. And it's very hard, you know, and as an independent wrestler, to make a lot of money unless you're really getting yourself out there and hustling. So I've always, you know, I was never really the journeyman on the indies. I just never really got into that. It was more or less, I'm going to use this as practice and try to, you know, when the opportunity comes. But the game has kind of changed a little bit too. So we try to stress to get out there and do more, but, you know, I'm not going to force them to not come do the shows either, you know.
Who are who are maybe some names you would want to shout out that, like, maybe some of the younger kids that you've been involved with, like, training and their progress that maybe, like, we haven't seen on TV yet, maybe just some names for people to look out for?
Yeah, I mean, the two in the main event, right, Brady Booker and Elijah Drago, I mean, they're two studs. They're going to be in a steel cage match, which is pretty cool, you know, for the 1FW title that Elijah has. Those guys are, like I said, two studs. You guys spoke with Angelica Risk. I know she's been on TV before. There's another young lady, Isis Reed. I call her Kiki. She's, you know, I don't even think she's 18, to be honest, but she's been wrestling a very long time. She started with, I believe, Fred Yehi and Jonathan Gresham, and then she came over to us, and she wrestles all the time for us, and she does really well. She's in the women's title match. Yeah, I mean, our whole roster is just a bunch of good kids that, you know, they all are, like, just missing something, right? And again, we try to help them as much as we can, but the only, like I said, not just getting good at the job, but figuring out who you are. And you're only going to do that by trying things. And they, you know, I know a lot of people are, like, into the streaming stuff and so on and so forth. I'm not into that. I want the fans to come to the building and watch the show. And two, I don't want to expose any of the kids, right? Like, if they're still learning and they're just practicing and they're trying different ideas for character stuff, I don't want that, you know, being streamed live. It's just your first time you're out there and you're trying stuff. You know what I mean? And I think the fan base that we have is a great fan base. I call them easy, meaning, like, they're very easy to please. They're very forgiving, right? Because, again, these kids they're still learning. So, you know, I think it's just great all around. And like I said, it was always a goal of mine to have a show. Obviously, with AEW, it was a little harder. But when I came back to AEW, that was one of the things I really kind of put my foot down on with Tony, was that I really wanted to be able to do my own thing as well, and have the support of being able to use my students. And, you know, if there's an AEW person in town, they want to come get an extra rep in, or they want to get back. Like, Jay Lethal's been great. He always wants to do stuff. He doesn't ever want me to, like, even take care of. He's great. And we have a lot of those that, you know, like Colton and Austin. And, you know, so I just think if you're a wrestler and you're around wrestling, you want to get in the ring no matter what. So, like I said, we have our roster and they do a great job. I'm proud of them. And I think, like, again, this is kind of like a giant thank you to them and all their hard work. I mean, you know, when we get to the building, everything's already set up. They take care of all the stuff. They break down. It's not just what you see in the ring. So it's like, if we can reward them, then sometimes I reward them by getting the book for TV, right? It's like, you know, it's, hey, well, you know, like, but I need to see them working hard. I need to see that they're progressing and so on and so forth. You know, this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
But when the opportunity comes, the last thing I want is for one of them to get a chance and then it doesn't work. You know what I mean? That's like the worst feeling in the world. And so we just want to get them as ready as possible. So,
QT, we appreciate joining us here tonight. It is One Fall Wrestling. I'll make sure I get the plug correctly here. It's One Fall Wrestling. It is the summer stage event, Friday, July 25th. QT will be teaming with the Gun Club to take on the Frat House, who you saw on the show last week. We got Jay Lethal against Adam Priest as well on the show. Adam Priest, we're big fans of him. He's been on the show multiple times.
Any style. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned it, steel cage match, Elijah Drago against Brady Booker. There's a coffin match as well. There's appearances by MJF, Tony Schiavone. I believe Harley Cameron is going to be there as well. Did I miss anything? Make sure.
Well, we have a new championship. First of all, I want to say thank you to Dalton Carpet One. They're our partners. They really help us out. We just got all these new titles, and one of them is the Dalton Carpet One. Basically, it's the breakout title. And what that is, you know, the Power Factory and the Nightmare Factory, you know, collectively has put a lot of people on the map. And I feel that we're going to do a casino gauntlet. He obviously stole the idea from Tony, which he's okay with, I think.
Does he have a trademark on that?
I think he does, believe it or not. But I'm not going to tell him. We're just going to do it. And, you know, the winner will be the first ever breakout champion. And I feel like the person that wins that title, I'm hoping that it's something that will elevate them, right? And it's going to kind of tell the world that, like, hey, this is someone to look out for. So I'm excited about that. It's a good way to get a lot of people on the event as well. And not just do a traditional battle royal or Royal Rumble. We still might do a battle royal. Depends on how many of the kids show up with their gear to help set up and maybe do something on the pre-show and stuff. You know, I want to say thank you to Dasha. She's going to come and be our special ring announcer. Glacier Ray Lloyd will be there. I mean, you never know. And the one thing I will say about our shows, just because of the, you know, connections that we're fortunate enough to have, you just never know who's going to show up. And, you know, so I'm not promising anything. But I will just say, you just never know. And it's always cool to have that in your back pocket. I'm a huge believer in under-promising and over-delivering. And not to talk about what you do, right? Just do it. And then the word will spread. I mean, I could sit here all day and talk about how great our shows are. Or I could just invite people to come watch, and then hopefully they make that decision for themselves. You know, like I said, we've done a really great job of loading up our schedule. And, you know, like it's just getting as many reps in as possible for these kids. And you can just see the progression. They're just doing so much better than they were even a year ago. And that's really the name of this game. You know, get out there, get in front of people, get your stuff in, and get out before you overstay your welcome.
QT, again, we appreciate you joining us here. We know you're a busy person. Jensen, I think I speak for Jensen. Love to have you back on. I have yes. A million questions about my feud of the year last year, which was you and Big Boom AJ. I think that is the greatest feud of all time, and I'm a big fan of Big Boom. So definitely want to talk about that with you.
Yeah, we could do it. As long as we just got to make sure I don't schedule you guys on a collision night. I didn't realize you were taping collision, you know. We got about 9 minutes till collision. So I think they're still doing some ROH matches or something. But we can get into the Big Boom AJ stuff. That's one of my favorite things I've ever done in my career. It was, you know, I mean, it's one of the greatest things I think I've done.
It's so good.
When it comes to, like, the overall business of doing something in professional wrestling, right? Like, I've had better matches, maybe I've had better angles, stuff like that. But overall, what it could do, what it did for me, what it did for AEW, what it did for AJ, I just think overall it was like a home run. You know, I would even say a grand slam. It was a grand slam, an AEW grand slam. We'll see what happens. I mean, he did a great job at All In as well. Again, who knows, maybe there'll be a rematch. We never know, you know.
Need to see it again. I love that feud from last year. It's great. So thank you again, QT.
Yes, of course, guys.
Enjoy your night. I know it's a busy night. We appreciate your time, guys. Everyone, go to 1FW.com.
is the 1FW Live. I think it is
1FW Live. There you go. Yeah. Yes, thank you. 1FWLive.com for the tickets. Again, it's 1FW Summer Stage, July 25th. Go get your tickets. If you're in the Atlanta area, go get them. QT, thank you again for joining us. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We'll schedule another one soon. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, QT.
All right.